telling these fine people that are going to be jumping on here what we're going to be talking about. It's going to be almost all things Disney because, man, Disney decided to just dump a bunch of stuff this week. We're going to be talking about the Disney Plus. We're going to talk about the new shows that are coming on, the Marvel ones. They gave us a sneak peek, too. We're going to be talking some Disney movie stuff. Well, I don't know if you call it Disney movie, but, you know, we'll be talking about Indy and Sam Raimi possibly going on there. We got Super Bowl stuff. We've got a bunch of stuff that's going to happen, and who knows, we might even talk some historical stuff. So thanks for joining us tonight. We'll get this thing moving here in just a minute. Welcome to all you geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados. This is Masonic Vader filling in for Mest this week. So you know the show is going to be good. There you go. We are live for the All Nerd News podcast. We're at season 4, episode 6, brought to you by Malice-Corp. Yes, I always mess something up in the intro, but that's just how I do it. Thank you very much.
Let's welcome get to hosted. The All Things Nerd podcast.
We'll take that, too. I'm Masonic Vader, hosting tonight. Got my schwerv on. All right, tell us what you're nerding out about. Do your thing.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Tonight, joining us right now online, we have Mind Freak. Mind Freak, unmute yourself and unveil yourself to the masses.
Well, what's up, everybody? We're here. Let's have some fun.
What have you been nerding out on this week, Mind Freak?
Apex Legends, actually. If you guys are a fan of the Battle Royale kind of gaming and stuff like that, Season 4 of Apex Legends just dropped on Tuesday, so I've been enjoying that. You know, going there, getting some wins and all that kind of wonderful good stuff.
Gaming on, huh?
Gaming on hard.
Yes. Welcome to the chat room, Josh. Josh is with us, and we see Mrs. Malice there. We got LIC is also double timing it with our producer, Jack. So welcome, guys. We'll get some more people going on there. IC, you're up next. What have you been nerding out on?
I've been doing fantastic, and I have been downloading DLC from Witcher 3. That game is frigging endless. It's so pretty. The story's really good. I've been continuing to read His Dark Materials. I'm almost done with it, and I have been watching just random garbage, honestly. I don't have anything to recommend or dissuade you from right now.
Nice. Random Garbage. That's the name of my new band. All right. And, of course, we've got all the way from the Midwest there. That is Raider. Raider, how you doing, sir?
Not quite the Midwest.
Yeah, it is.
Texas is not Midwest.
Texas is right in the middle. The whole middle is the Midwest. And don't say anything else. Go, move on.
All right.
I'm just kidding. Go for it.
All right. So I have really been getting into The Outsider. Which is waiting on the new episode to come out on Sunday. I don't know if y'all have seen it. Jason Bateman is producing it. He was also in it. But
really, I love Jason Bateman. I
will really phenomenal show. It's on HBO. Watch it. It is awesome. I don't want to reveal too much about what the show is about, but everything is not what it seems is what I can say about the show. It's a mystery. Have y'all not heard about it yet?
I have not heard even anything about it.
Not I, said the fly.
Watch it. I cannot recommend it enough. It's called The Outsider. It's on HBO. It has 6 episodes out right now, so you can binge through all 6 before Sunday. And Sunday is going to be episode 7.
I am not paying for HBO.
All right, it's not even worthy until it gets past Star Wars and goes episode 10, all right? So,
yeah. And by the way, real quick, Jack Malice on our chat line says he's been geeking out on World of Warships, going for his ARP ships with Josh Callis and really wanting Vader's beer because Vader is drinking a custom-crafted beer right now, and everybody's jealous.
Yes, thank you very much, yes. Callis is also jumping on that. I saw that right there. Me geeking out this week hasn't been much, to be honest with you, man. I got the free Stars thing for a week so I could watch Venom and Spider-Man Coming Home. They got some good stuff on there. Actually, didn't want to go back.
Well, go ahead. What did you think of that Spider-Man movie?
Spider-Man Far From Home?
Yeah.
Far, Hell yeah, I like that one. Mysterio, when I was growing up, Mysterio was my favorite Spider-Man villain. I love that guy, man, in the comics, dude. He was awesome. I don't know why.
Did you like the twist? And I mean, I'm gonna say this is spoilers, so if you haven't seen it, fast forward about
45 seconds. If you have not seen that movie already, you're seriously lacking. And
yeah, it's also been out for a while. Mm-hmm. What did you think about that little twist there?
Twist? What do you you mean talk about the whole?
The fact that Mysterio was nothing.
What's that?
The fact that Mysterio was nothing. Like, I was not a comic books guy. Was Mysterio always a powerless hack?
No, he used magic. But, I mean, I liked it only because of the simple fact that, you know, the Marvel Universe is not overloading magic right now, which is good. Doctor Strange pretty much has his hold on that. I thought it made Mysterio more of a realistic person. Using technology versus magic. I thought you were talking about at the end when he announced the Peter Parker thing. That was cool.
Well, I mean, that's got to be filled in at some point, but I was just asking about
magic. Yeah, no, I liked it. I thought it was different, and I thought it was realistic, which was cool. So, hey, Ron jumped on. How you doing, sir? What you nerding out on this week?
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late, man. Had a little snafu on the
Slacker.
Way. Yeah, well, what can you do?
Live from the kitchen, what are you nerding out on this week? Betty Crocker recipes?
No, actually, I've been nerding out on a October Faction. I don't know if you guys have been watching this. Netflix is it's like Supernatural meets the Cleavers. It's really ridiculous, but it's pretty awesome.
Nice. All right. Cool.
Want to point out for the audio only listeners that as soon as Masonic said something about Betty Crocker, I literally had within arm's reach a Betty Crocker cookbook from 1974.
Very nice.
Holy crap, dude. Was that like part of your...
It was a Christmas gift from my mother, who loves me.
Yeah, does that have Tupperware recipes in there too?
Hell yeah. Oh, and the best stroganoff you'll ever eat.
Yeah, stroganoff. No sweat. All right, guys. So, hey, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today, so I'm going to jump right into stuff. Let's get into that nerd news. Disney decided to drop a bunch of stuff at us this week, and we're going to start off with the Disney Channel news, okay? A couple big things that came out this week. The first thing that came out, news-wise this week is the fact that as of date, Disney Channel has sustained 25-plus million subscribers since opening up, even after the fact that Mandalorian is no longer on the air right now. Kind of big because a lot of people didn't expect so many subscribers to begin with, and the fact that once Mandalorian was done, it was going to kind of be like their Game of Thrones kind of thing, because that's how these subscription services work now. If you don't like it, you cancel and always join later. Now, I'm not going to sit there and say I kind of knew about it, but I wanted to get your thoughts first. What do you guys think of the fact that even after Mandalorian's now off, how they're able to maintain so many million, I mean, 25-plus million members?
That's my question. That's my question. When did they take these numbers? Was it during the, like?
Yeah, that's a good question.
After Mandalorian? Because if it was before the end of Mandalorian, 25 million does not surprise me at all. If it was after Mandalorian, then it's probably people that haven't canceled their subscriptions yet, in my opinion.
Yeah, it does, the time frame of when they tend and stuff like that is important too. But you also have to realize too, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff that's coming out on Disney Plus that a lot of people are getting. But also at the same time, since Mandalorian's over, have I been on Disney Plus? Hardly. But, I've been on it a couple times watching a couple movies here and there. Other stuff
that's coming out, it's not marquee stuff.
If you're like me and a fan of Star Wars, The Clone Wars, we've got season 7 coming out in a couple weeks. So that's what I'm excited for.
But what are the percentage of the 25 million that are people like you?
I would probably say a quarter.
And I would say most of the people that are subscribed right now are young adults reliving their childhood through their kids, being like, these are all the movies that I saw when I was growing up. Let's watch them together, family night kind of thing. I imagine that.
Watch Little Mermaid.
So to kind of answer your question earlier, so the streaming service started November 12th. And by the article, they said within three.
I think it was the first week they had 10 million.
In less than 3 months. So the first month they had 10 million, and in less than 3 months. So we're talking December, January. We're talking this was probably done around the time the article was written. They've gotten up to 28.6 million subscribers in less than 3 months. So yeah. Here's the thing. I think Raider hit it on the head. Mandalorian was awesome to start the show, start everything off. Okay. That was their first foothold. Like, hey, let's show you what kind of quality product we're going to give you. But then when it's all said and done, Disney's just not like dead wood. I mean, you've got a ton of older movies you can watch. Like I've seen The Rocketeer on there. I've gone back and watched a couple of them. Yeah, that's on there. And then you got to look at all the other stuff that's on there. Like if you break down each part of it, like for example, Marvel's got all your old Spider-Man cartoons. They even have Spider-Woman. They have the Silver Surfer cartoon that I never saw before. And they've got all these, and now they have the X-Men from the 90s on there. So there's a lot of stuff that's there just in Marvel. And then when you go to the Star Wars side of it, I mean, you've got everything Star Wars related.
Okay, and I agree. I agree. They have a ton of great content. But I want to think that, like, okay, so if you get 28 million people subscribing within the first month, after they find the stuff that they want within that first month, give it another month. Bring it out to 2 months. After that, they're going to lose interest and they're going to stop watching. What's the percentage of people that are going to stay loyal and stay watching all that stuff?
Okay.
Huge base, but come on, like
no,
6 months really? Is going to drop significantly, unless they come out with something new to watch.
Well, they've already. This is getting.
Well, we got WandaVision.
Wait, that's later. That's later. We've got stuff that's coming up that they've announced, which we're going to talk about. Here's the thing I'm going to throw at you. Okay, when you look at serious nerd fandoms out there, okay. Look at all the hardcore fandoms out there. You have Star Wars, Star Trek. You now have Marvel.
Sure.
Okay. But Disney's like the OG nerd fandom. I don't care what you guys say. Disney totes people. I don't know. I'm part of some groups on Facebook that.
And when you say totes, you mean T-O-T-E-S, like brings them.
yeah. Like they carry on. There's people out there that seriously plan 5 or 6 trips a year, and they're hardcore.
Yeah, absolutely.
They buy all this. I mean, I think that's the reason why Disney is so solid right now. It's not the fact that Mandalorian, that was great because that brought Star Wars and all these Marvel fans. But even with them maintaining, it's just because there are grandmas out there. There are great grandmas out there. There's little kids out there.
Cinderella. We're going to watch Sleeping Beauty. We're going to get Boo stuck in your head forever.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about getting the VHS tape and putting it in. I mean, it's literally at a touch of a button that they have all access to it. I mean, it doesn't surprise me they have it. Now, I agree with Raider. 6 months from now, let's see how that goes.
Heard people talking about how they want to subscribe to it just so that they have easier access to the stuff they watched growing up. So I do buy these subscription numbers. That does make sense in retrospect.
Yeah, it's quite amazing though if you really think about it. I mean, and they're pulling from people. Like I guarantee Netflix is hating life. Hulu, I can tell you, is not having a good time either. I mean, it's just they're going to have to put out so much extra to kind of.
Well, Disney owns Hulu now.
That's true. Good point. Yeah.
So, but
on the on the chat channel, Jack Malice, our producer, says he's still subbed, but he's waiting for Clone Wars as well.
Two weeks.
No, but I was going to say, it's like, I don't know if we talked about it on the cast before if I heard somebody, but it's like, you know, since Disney also has Hulu, that's where like all their other stuff that they don't want on Disney Plus is going to end up and stuff like that. So like maybe like some of the FX or like FXX shows like Archer, stuff like that will still be on Hulu and it's still going to get made. It's just not going to the Disney Plus platform.
The rejects.
Content that's not Disney friendly.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Hulu seems to be picking up the Disney that's not family, and I'm loving it.
Very true. Good point. So yeah, they're doing really well with subscribers, and the way they're going to combat that 6 months is something someone started trying to drop a bomb on, is the fact that they do have the new content coming out. Now, first of all, I didn't mention this, or it's the Marvel stuff, but someone brought it up. Clone Wars Season 7 is going to be out in 2 weeks. That has a lot of Star Wars fans buzzing, because Clone Wars is a beloved show, and they always thought that the ending from Season 6 just left it flat.
Well,
and so this is going to be Season 7, and this is going to be the end of Clone Wars. This is it. They're gonna let it go out the way they are. Mind Freak, go for it.
Yeah, no, it's like, yeah, it's like it necessarily wasn't the lackluster, it's just the way that Season 6 ended, and then it was like, you know, they were gonna do another season, and then that got everything got put on hold when Disney bought Star Wars and all that stuff. So the fact that we're finally getting the ending, like you said, you know, the ending that we want, all of this stuff, and just to finally complete that story, it's gonna be great. Fantastic. I can't wait. And I'm actually getting ready to start benching that again here.
Yeah, though, I was just watching it with my son last week. Messing with my hat. Oh, that's,
yeah, even though it's animated, like, it's a great story, too. Like, everything, like, you know, yeah, I mean, it shows between what happens between episode 2 and episode 3, but, you know, more to it than that, just the story, and you see a lot more stuff, and, like, okay, like, if you go, like, one of the things that I did while back, and I need to do it again, is, you know, obviously, you know, I trilogy often, or, you know, do a complete trilogy watch through. Well, more so, that's been starting from the beginning, you know, doing it twice, you know, do it in the chronological order that the movies came out, but then to do it like timeline wise. Watched all the way through it, stopped after episode 2, watched all of Clone Wars, then picked back up. So it's funny, it's not necessarily funny, it's interesting to see like some stuff that happens in Clone Wars because of what happens in the movies and like how stuff affects and stuff like that, you know. That's what's pretty
okay,
cool.
So, I mean, I've never actually watched Clone Wars. I like Star Wars. I wouldn't consider myself a Star Wars nerd like our producer Jack Malice. I haven't read the books. I don't know the history of all the extended universe and stuff. Does Clone Wars intersect with the stories that we know? Like, for instance, I've heard that the Darksaber that we saw in Mandalorian is from Clone Wars, like the history of the
Actually, didn't it go Rebels and then it went Clone Wars?
Nope. Clone Wars first, and they brought it back in Rebels. Nope. It was Clone Wars first.
And then they brought back Rebels. Okay.
Then they brought it in Rebels. Well, and then the story, that story of the Darksaber and all that stuff with the Mandalorians from Clone Wars is part of one certain character's backstory in Rebels.
Okay. So if I want to know the story of the Darksaber, what should I watch?
Clone Wars
first, and then
Clone Wars first, Rebels. Then Rebels.
After it.
Yeah. Okay. Good enough.
I watched a few episodes of the Clone Wars and I enjoyed it.
For an anime,
and then I canceled my Disney subscription.
I'm not opposed to it. I just haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I mean, even though their marketing is an animated show for kids and this and that, like, you know, as Star Wars fans and stuff like that, it's really good story. I really do enjoy it, and I know a lot of other people out there do as well.
Yeah. So, and here's the thing: people got turned off the Clone Wars initially because there was a movie that came out first, and it was made by the guys who created Samurai Jack, and it seemed a little off. And then they took some time, and then they created this series. Well, let me finish. I'll let you finish. They created the series, and the series itself is awesome because of the fact that when you look at the prequels, the Clone Wars and then eventually Revenge of the Sith are the favorite two movies out of the three, obviously. And people were interested in the Clone Wars itself. So they give you a lot of like side missions, actually introduce some characters like Ahsoka Tano. They're the ones that actually brought Darth Maul back. If it wasn't Clone Wars, we wouldn't be talking about Darth Maul right now, in a sense, because of the fact that no one was, you know, he got cut in half and that was it. So,
by the way, they've been able to. As a little side note, just before we drill down too far, welcome to the chat, Zell Geisler, who says, I just looked at what content is on Disney Plus, and they might have to stop hating on it because it's got things like Phineas and Ferb. Disney Plus has got everything, which is why it's got so many subscribers. So I retract the statement from earlier that I don't believe their numbers.
So after Clone Wars, now they're going to come out with the Marvel stuff, and which comes up to the part of the previews that we were talking about. They gave us sneak peeks to the three Marvel shows they're going to be coming out with, Falcon and
the Winter Soldier.
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
WandaVision, and then Loki. All right. You got a quick glimpse of Loki, which was I'm gonna murder or kill everybody, or that which was awesome. It was more
think that's what he said, but that's just the attitude that you got from him. He had like one line in that whole massive trailer.
It was like 2 seconds worth. It was like, what can I say? I can't remember. I was just stoked the fact that I got to see Loki.
Something like, oh, that's really funny. I'm going to kill all of you.
and then the two big ones they were really giving looks into was Falcon and Winter Soldier, where you get a pit scene of Falcon throwing the shield, testing it out and everything. I was interested to see that. So, because we heard lots of stuff.
That was one of the iconic moments from that trailer for me. Anthony Mackie twirling his body and throwing that shield with so much power. That was like, that was it. He is Cap now. That was the transition moment for me. Now, granted, I'm going to need some more build up to him actually being Cap. But like him pulling that shield out, throwing it, I was like, okay, I get it.
Okay, but now here's the thing, Raider. You saw the little trailer for that, like the 2 second snippet of it.
Yes, I did.
Raider.
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, we can hear you now. So here's the thing, though. Okay, so when you read stuff though, or when you've been checking it out, they're showing pictures of a different Captain America, not Falcon. So what's your opinion on it, Raider? Like, what do you think, seeing that little snippet and then coming back and reading about all the different stuff, what do you think they're trying to set up for Falcon and Winter Soldier?
I honestly don't know enough about it to formulate an opinion, because I'm so far behind with that universe. It's not even funny.
I see your mind freak. What do you guys have?
I can say that I'm not super familiar with the continuity that involves Falcon and Winter Soldier or Falcon becoming Captain America. But just from what I saw in that trailer, it seems like, okay, so we know that Cap offered the shield to Winter Soldier first, and he turned it down and kind of silently nudged it over to Falcon. But it seems like Falcon still wants to be in charge, at least in the trailer that we saw. He's definitely the alpha in that relationship. And Captain America should not be the beta. So I think there's going to be a good power struggle in that show. I think it's going to be them kind of going back and forth, figuring out who is going to be in charge of what they do.
Yeah, mind freak.
Yeah, no, it's like, I'm excited for it. Like, I, go by off what trailers. It looks good, but, like, I'm not necessarily just going to comment on anything or say anything. I want to wait till the show actually comes out before I get my 2 cents in. I'm just going to play it safe that way. And I see Zorro giving me the L over there. Okay, bud, I see it.
Oh, that wasn't for you.
Uh-huh, sure.
I'm interested to see it just
somebody because, was just asking me about my shirt. Sorry.
Because we see the end of Endgame. And we're all expecting Falcon, because they announced the fact that Falcon's going to be the next Captain America, skipping Winter Soldier and everything. In fact, current comic books, I believe Falcon is Captain America with the ensemble of not only the shield, but also the wings. But we've seen lately through photos and stuff like that, on-set photos and everything, there's another gentleman, I can't think of the guy's name, who's dressed up as Captain America. It's not Falcon. It's somebody else, someone who kind of looks like Chris Evans, but I don't know where they got this guy from. It's definitely not Winter Soldier. It's not Sebastian Stan or Mackie. So I just can't remember his name. So I saw that picture and I was like, wow. So there, it looks like he was given the shield, but it doesn't look like it seems like the authorities or the guys above don't believe in Falcon initially, and they're trying to throw something else in there, I guess. I don't know. Let's see. So in here, Josh Callis throws in, okay, Marvel timeline. Falcon takes over for Cap, then gets injured straight away. Then Bucky steps up and takes over for a while and ends up going back to Falcon. That's in the comics. So that's what we know in the comics. It's cool, but it looks like they're the Marvel movies / TV.
Power back and forth.
But it didn't look like Bucky. It didn't look like Sebastian Stan. It looked like, I think it was somebody else altogether. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, just from that preview, I felt like there was a power struggle. And, if it's not Bucky, There's going to be some shift of power somewhere. That's what they're setting up, even with that short little
program. Yeah. Gotcha. And so we had that one, and then right after that, we have WandaVision.
It was so short.
I'll go for it, I see.
It was so short and so great because everybody has pulled the little screen caps off of that. Have you seen the different costumes that she's been in?
Oh, yeah. Even the original.
And let's keep in mind, this is an Olsen sister. She's the youngest sister of the Olsen twins, Elizabeth Olsen, which is doesn't really mean anything. She's a fantastic actress in her own right. She just, you know, the Olsen family's hot. It looks to me like there's going to be like they're going to be playing off of different TV shows from like the 60s and 70s. I definitely saw the Brady House. I saw, I think, the I Dream of Jeannie House. Like, what are they doing? I mean, they're both dead, right?
I was so confused when I was watching that.
I've got an idea. But I've got an idea. Raider said he was confused, right? Is that what you said?
I was so confused watching that. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's either like, okay, because he's dead, they might be in some sort of dream or imaginary world or some sort of side world. I don't know. What's your theory, man?
Well, I mean, I want to see Mind Freak. Do you have anything you want to throw in there before I throw anything in? Or
so, I mean, she's still alive. I mean, because we saw her in Endgame, but it's just like, how is Vision going to be coming back? But then I've also heard rumors too and everything, and it'll kind of discuss something. It'll lead into what we're going to be discussing later on. But the rumors and stuff that I heard is that WandaVision is going to be directly tied and set up part of the thing for one of the other Marvel movies coming out later on down the road.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, so it's going to have to do with something like that.
Yeah, I think it's going to, like you said, it's going to lead up to something we're going to talk about later. It could even potentially go with Endgame. It could be that period in time where between Infinity War, because remember, Vision got taken out.
Yeah,
that was a prediction. Wanda got blipped, okay, or snapped. That it could be in between that where it could be, let's just say she's in his conscious and the conscious is inside the stone and kind of working that a little bit. Don't know. That's one idea I thought of, but then I thought it could also lead into what we're going to talk about later, which makes total sense.
Okay. Well, I have a whole nother theory, and this is based on the preview and based on the name WandaVision, right? And we're seeing them in TV shows in the previews. There's be a connection there. WandaVision. They're in TV. What is there's something there.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but WandaVision in TVs. It's there.
Yeah, it's interesting to see if they're gonna make it like where they're just jumping from show to show or if there's gonna be some kind
at some point we're gonna see them sitting next to an assembly line eating chocolates not fast enough.
I like Josh's theory in the chat room. He says the WandaVerse is most likely virtual reality thing made by Iron Man. That's a good guess.
You can get the I Love Lucy reference there. That's fine.
I got the I Love Lucy thing, but I wanted to get to the people in the chat room too.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Yeah. that's a good idea because also you have to think he was messing with the tech. Remember at the I think it was beginning of Infinity War or something. Oh no, it was the beginning of Spider-Man, first one, where he's messing with the tech where he went back in time and saw that last day. Parents drove off, and then that was the last time we saw him and everything, which we ultimately found out was a tech from Iron Man 3. So, I mean, there could be a possibility. It could have been Tony Stark that created something like that. Don't know. But it looked cool nonetheless. Zell Geyser got your I Love Lucy sketch comment. Good job. See, we got some smart fans out there. I like that. Yeah. So that's,
I mean,
that's
people that are going to follow a nerd podcast tend to not be dumb. And I love it.
It's true. Good point. And then people who lead them like myself, not so much. All right. But and then we talked about Loki. So to kind of put this all in perspective, I think that's how DC Channel is going to go ahead and combat everything between Clone Wars. And then you got like 4 or 5 months before Falcon and Winter Soldier come out. I think that comes out in October or something, correct?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, and I think even WandaVision's coming out this year, too. So it looks like they're going to drop everything.
I think the fact that they advertise all of them during the Super Bowl means I think they're all coming out this year.
Yeah. So Disney Plus is going to definitely try to keep their viewers, if not bring more into it. So let's shift views from Disney Plus to actually Disney, quote, movies. Two big announcements this week that were Disney movie influences, whatever you want to call it, The Mouse and other shows. The first one was some news that Indy 5 is going to happen. We've already known that. We already know that Harrison Ford's coming back. The news that they threw out this week is that it is not going to be a reboot. This is going to be a continuation of the Indiana Jones saga. So this is going to be after the last one, which was set in the 50s with the aliens and everything like that. This is going to be a pushover or the next episode to it. What do you think's going to happen? I've got my ideas, but where do you think they're? Give me some ideas of where you think they're going to do with this Indy 5.
I hope they say forget everything that happened in Crystal Skull. This is
Thank you,
Shia LaBeouf forever. This is totally different. This is taken. Just forget that ever happened.
Please. We don't need what was his name? Mutt or Scruff or whatever.
We don't need Shia LaBeouf in there again.
No.
It was terrible Indiana. It was a disgrace to the Indiana Jones trilogy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They can't say that it's a continuation. They can't say that it's not a reboot unless they acknowledge four.
Yeah, like they have to say that. Just forget about that one.
Oh yeah, no, Indy Junior Triple died.
Yeah, just forget it ever happened.
We're done.
He died in a motorcycle accident on the way out after the Crystal Skull.
His comb was too greasy, and he couldn't twist the throttle right, and he died.
You guys are making it too great. Yeah, exactly. Aliens took him. That's all it was, man. It came there back it and took him. But here's the thing. I mean, this is, like I said, it's not a reboot, and they can't go back in time. I mean, granted, they've been doing a good job with CGI and kind of making people youthful again, but Ford can't do those moves anymore.
I mean, technically they can because, I mean, even though Raiders came out before Temple of Doom, if you look at what, like the chronological time frame, the stuff of Temple of Doom happened before Raiders.
Did Raiders come out before Temple of Doom? I don't think so.
No. Movie-wise, it was Raiders, Temple of Doom, then
Last Crusade.
I mean, if you're going like in not necessarily like timeline of movies, but like chronological time of like years.
I don't remember that being the case.
I thought it was. I don't think you're right at all.
I believe it's chronological. I think the movies come out.
The movies are sequential.
Nothing go before. I think they just keep going ahead. But so to me, Indiana Jones is one of my favorite, you know, series of movies. I'm getting to that point where I'm almost comfortable showing my kid the first one without getting him nightmares with the faces melting and stuff. I'm kind of interested to see what they're going to do. To me, as much as people hated Shia LaBeouf, if they're going to continue, they have to bring him back or bring someone damn near looking close to him.
Well, they have to deal with him in some way.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to be in it, though.
No, he does it,
but then...
He can be mentioned.
Could it be Indiana Jones?
They have to deal with the character of Mutt at some point.
Yes, they have to. They have to. And then, is this?
And by the way, Ms. Donick, real quick, it's 2020. Your kid can deal with 1980 special effects face melting right now.
Face melt looked pretty serious, though. I've watched that recently.
It's 2020. Man. He's seen worse already, just in cartoons.
Jack Mouse throws in Indiana. Indy wakes up and it's all a bad dream, brought on by a bad pickle eaten after midnight, or maybe a bad date.
bad dates.
Could it be the final Indiana Jones? As far as
it has to be,
before it gets taken out.
Like, it has to be the final Indiana Jones.
Will they kill the character?
Yes, They should, but in a heroic way. He's got to die as a hero, but it has to be the end, and it can't be that he's doing anything else. Harrison Ford is 79. He's not making another one, unless he's going to do like a Christopher Lee career where he just works until he dies. But he's done. They have to kill Indy. They can't make any more action-adventure flicks with Harrison Ford. He's too brittle.
So, do you think they fast forward Vietnam? Because every Indiana Ooh. Jones, when you look at it, has Ooh, dealt they, with the major wars.
They almost
right?
have. They almost have to.
World War II, right? Yeah. And then you did Last Crusade, yeah. which was Korea. The Holy War, and then they did Korea. So why not go to Vietnam?
It's got to okay. be Vietnam, doesn't it?
So the
timeline makes sense with Harrison Ford's age.
Yes, it does. No, but what I was referring through was the timeline of Indiana Jones to itself. Temple of Doom is set in 1935. Raiders of the Lost Ark is set in 1936. That's what I was referring to. The timeline time. That's what I was meant.
Congratulations, sir. You're hooked on phonics has finally come in.
Yes!
Yeah. You just won a battle nobody but you cared about.
Good job, right? Yay! No,
this is the essence of nerd.
I know. We talk about like chronological time frames, and that's I meant like the actual timeline of the character, not when the movie.
Yeah,
I just love that. That was the nerdiest thing that's ever happened on this nerd podcast.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Sorry, I knew I wasn't crazy. I was like,
gotcha. All right. So we'll find out, I guess, soon enough, huh? All right, yeah. So next one the other part of the Disney stuff is news, because it deals with a movie that we thought might have some issues because, what was it, 2 weeks ago we talked about the fact that the directors, or no, 3 weeks ago, directors from Doctor Strange number two, the multiverse one, they stepped away from Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Exactly, they stepped away from Doctor Strange. And these are the directors from the first movie, correct?
And now our dreams have come true.
Yes. So now our dreams are come true. Almost. We're still in the dream. It's not. We're not waking up yet. That.
Well, it's our Evil Dead dream.
No. Yeah. We're just in one. We're just in one multiverse that just so happens to be talking about this particular event going on with Doctor Strange 2.
All right. But you immediately negated. You immediately negated the nerdiness by saying one multiverse. That's
yeah, right. You suck, dude.
Anti-mon.
I've been drinking right. tonight, okay? One timeline of the multiverse. That's what I meant. Man, I really suck.
Anyway,
I suck with trying to figure out my timelines and shit.
Nope. Passing out, though. No pulling an IC. All right. So the big news of the week is the fact that they are reaching out to Sam Raimi going direct the multiverse. They haven't confirmed that he's going to do it yet. However, I think we could all agree on one thing. Holy shitballs. That's awesome.
Yes, please, everybody, tweet at Sam Raimi. Please direct this movie. We want that to happen. Yes, please. Hopefully, we're going to get his car that he's had since 1976 Plymouth that he's had in every movie he's ever directed. Hopefully, we're going to get Bruce Campbell. We're going to his brother, Ted Raimi. Yes, bring all of that. Bring it, please. I want it.
Malice is like, no, I want Ash to join MCU. I want this, and I know you want to get it too, I see. And then yes, all the rest.
Yep.
I like it as long as they don't bring freaking dancing Peter Parker.
Spider-Man was an aberration.
I'm messing with you, but I hope that they bring him in, they give him freedom to allow him to do what he wants, because we know Spider-Man 3 was forced.
I want them to have Tobey Parker as a cameo in the background, or Tobey Maguire as a back
Tobey
cameo.
Tobey Parker. No, they're saving that for the next Spider-Man. Stop it. Don't jinx that.
You just came up with a new alias there.
I did, Tobey Parker. That's a good
Tobey
one.
Tobey Parker. That's going to be the name of the next Spider-Man movie.
That's the name of this episode, honestly.
Tobey Parker.
It should be.
McClunky.
McClunky.
Are you excited about that, Mind Freak?
Wow.
Yeah, I am excited.
Raider, what do you think about it?
I'm apathetic until I see the first one.
Say what?
I really have not seen. I've told well, I need you, to I'm reach not through the screen right now. I'm a bigger nerd when it comes to like Lord of the Rings and Star Wars and stuff like that, but I'm not a huge like Marvel guy.
You just hate good things that everybody loves, or
no? I'm so behind. I will watch it. I promise you guys, I will watch all these. It's just
that I've got Snapple and McDonald's and everything that's good.
Shameless plug. They're not our sponsor, but it's on Disney Plus.
Not a sponsor.
I don't hate it. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate it. It's just that I like some other things more. That's all.
Have you seen Game of Thrones?
Oh, absolutely. Love Game of Thrones. It's my favorite show. Show of all time, in my opinion, my book.
I can't believe that one out, buddy. Yeah, it's all right. We'll have to keep up on that and find out when they actually do announce it. We'll get on the news on that. So, all right, guys, we are jumping in. We've got plenty of time to fill this out because this next part in rapid fire mode. Rapid fire. Let's start with the Super Bowl. There was this game that just happened last week. I don't know if you heard of it. It's called the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl? Bowl?
Now, for you nerds that don't know, it's not a cooking show.
Cup of Fire? Yeah, whatever it was.
It's a game that has some of the worst halftime shows and sometimes not some of the interesting games, but this was a good game. Congratulations to Kansas City, not a sponsor. And guess what? As us being nerds, we know that Kansas City is in Missouri. Da-da-da. Anyways, so
nice dig, and I love you for it.
Yes, and we're going on. So the television ads from the Super Bowl came out, and that's obviously one of the main reasons why people watch the Super Bowl is for television ads and trailers. There you go. There's a game that goes with it. They have a top 10 list. All right, we'll go through it really quick. And as we go through each one, give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Say yay or nay, whatever. But let's see everyone's opinions. All right, at number 10, Mountain Dew, Bryan Cranston doing the Shining redo.
Shining Ruby.
Yes, fantastic. Thumbs up. Yeah. It looks like everyone's
doing a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Bryan Cranston can't do any wrong.
That is correct.
Jackasses.
To me, he is still Hal from Malcolm in the Middle.
Nice. All right, so thumbs up on that. All right, number 10, Doritos and the whole dancing mustache stuff.
I'm sorry. Sam Elliott's dancing mustache is not enough to get me past Old Town Road. That song sucks.
Terrible song. No.
Yeah, I feel like
Mind Freak, go.
I feel like Caesar.
Nice.
There's already two thumbs down. Your vote doesn't matter.
Mine's still thumbs down anyways too. So it was a terrible commercial. Good job, Doritos. What a good way to spend $5.2 million. Huh?
I love
Sam get back Elliot, to Hot Girls though. And Laundromats.
All right, number 7, Rick and Morty with the Pringles.
My second favorite commercial. Loved it.
Ooh, double thumbs up by Mind Freak.
Well, I love Rick and Morty, so I mean, come on now.
Do you have a thumbs up there, either. Raider?
Exactly.
Raider, do you have a thumbs up?
Thumbs up for Rick and Morty. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. So far, we're all doing well together, all right? Number 6, Little Caesars. Better than sliced bread.
Don't care. Rainn Wilson is funny, but screw that commercial.
Forget Little Caesars pizza in general. There's so much better pizza out there.
Yeah. I said it didn't make me laugh.
I gotcha. Yeah, I too agree too. Thumbs down. Number 5, Rocket Mortgage and Jason Momoa.
So goddamn good seeing him as a bald dude. That was amazing.
Bald dude in like skinny arms. Like he looks so tiny.
I don't even know what Rocket Mortgage does. That commercial was amazing.
I think the best part of it was at the end when he was trying to bench press the bar and he's like, take it, take it. His wife just grabs it and just racks it simple. She even probably does a curl with it, I think, too.
So the live feed is a little bit behind us. Zellgeiser also says Doritos thumbs down.
Number four, Hulu with Tom Brady.
Sideways. Good Hulu, hate Tom Brady.
Thumbs down just because I cannot stand Tom Brady.
Yeah,
no matter what commercial. He could have done it. Never mind. I won't say that on the air.
Yeah. You know what?
I can't even remember it.
Just for the fact that it was a fake out where he tried to tell people that he was going to quit on live television on a Super Bowl commercial, down.
Yeah, I was not happy with it. I do a thumbs down on that as well. Next one we have, number three, the Hyundai commercial with Chris Evans, Krasinski, the Boston Hells. One.
Oh, yeah. It was Rachel Dratch, yeah. Chris Evans, ah. And
Poppy.
Did you know you lived there? Nah, I had no idea. Loved it.
All you needed was Marky Mark in that commercial.
Oh my god, if they had Marky Mark
number one, yes, hands down, if Marky Mark was in it.
No, what about Ted? Just put Ted in there.
Even if Donnie Wahlberg had been in there,
as long as one of the Wahlbergs,
nah, it wouldn't have been the same with Donnie. Let's face it.
Give Donnie credit. He does have Jenny McCarthy.
That's the only thing he has.
Not a fan. Good to go. Almost.
All right, number two. And this is number three. I missed the number. I'm out of order. But number three was Google. All right?
No.
Number three is Google.
Hell no. Do I need a 90-second commercial in the Super Bowl to make me cry? Go fuck yourself.
I want to laugh. I always want to laugh for Super Bowl commercials, so that's a thumbs down.
Put a clown horn in where I swear.
You know what? I'm giving it a thumbs up. I actually thought that was a good commercial. Yeah, every once in a while, you got to have that real commercial. And that was a cool commercial, man. That came up with some good idea. Whatever. Shut your mouth. Wait till you get older.
I still want to laugh. I'm sticking to my gun.
It's okay. Let him pick it.
He can have it.
Yeah, he can. He always makes bad picks.
He can take it home by himself and have it because the rest of us don't want it.
Yeah, exactly.
Single people. Got to love them. All right. Let's see.
Number one.
All right. Is this number one? I think it's number two.
Gotta be number one.
No, because didn't they do Mr. Peanut number two?
Oh God, they said that is
no. I'm giving it a thumbs down. I am giving it a thumbs down.
Hard down.
Because they're just trying to jump on the hype of Baby Yoda.
Yeah,
thumbs down.
It should not have even been in the number 10. It shouldn't even been in the top 10 list. I like
the Doritos commercial better than the commercial.
Wait, back up. They hashtagged it Baby Nut. What?
But here's the thing. I won't go total thumbs down because you saw Mr. Clean and the Kool-Aid Man. If it wasn't for the Kool-Aid Man crying, we wouldn't have the Baby Nut. So I like Kool-Aid Man and Mr. Clean. That was fun.
You know what? I will give the baby peanut to Baby Yoda to make sure he doesn't starve. Just like I would chop down Baby Groot to light a fire to keep that child warm.
Okay, you better hold yourself on that one, sir.
I'm holding myself to that one.
All right. And then number one.
Two thumbs up.
And here's the messed up part. Not only is it number one, but they started showing it the day before the Super Bowl. That's how badass this commercial was.
And I still loved it so much.
It's been the best commercial in I'm going out on a limb and saying one of the best commercials of the Super Bowl of all time.
Now, granted, everything was lined up for this thing. Not only did it have Groundhog Day, but it was on Groundhog Day, which is awesome.
Cat herding was the best commercial, Super Bowl commercial of all time.
No.
It made me laugh so hard, I almost cried.
Are you kidding me? The groundhog, literally driving around. Come on.
I got to agree with Nick.
I laughed so hard, I almost cried on that one.
I don't remember what that commercial was for, but the cat herding one was the best commercial.
So now let's think outside the box. That was the top 10 that they said. Outside that top 10, what was your favorite Super Bowl commercial?
Jason Bateman and
Stan commercial.
Raider, what did you say again?
Charlie Day's Stain commercial.
Okay.
Yes. Well, that was the ongoing series, the Bud Light stuff. Yeah. I see.
What about you?
Jimmy Fallon and John Cena.
Okay. And last but not least, Beardy. Mind Freak.
I'm going to agree with Zorro. Jimmy Fallon and Cena was great.
It was so good.
I actually think the MC Hammer one was pretty nice. Can't touch it.
It was so pandering.
Yeah. Okay, we got the other half of this because we're getting yelled at by our producers. The other half of this rapid fire. We had, we had some movie trailers. Okay, quick thumbs up, thumbs down. Ready? Here we go. SpongeBob. Thumbs down.
Say again.
SpongeBob movie first. SpongeBob. Thumbs down. I agree.
It was garbage. But I'm not a fan of SpongeBob.
Okay. Black Widow.
Yeah.
Thumbs up for my
thumbs
seat.
I love seeing her as White Widow.
Yes. Thumbs up there. Okay. Bond. James Bond. No Time to Die.
Always going to be a fan of Bond.
So, okay. Got a medium there. Okay.
Partial.
Okay. Yeah. So, by the way, the other people have not realized that this is an audio podcast for the most part, but they've been voting with me.
All right. Good to know. All right. Good. Next one. Top Gun.
Always thumbs up.
Hold on. This is me doing a thumbs up, just inverted.
Yes. That's a nice one.
Line of the podcast. I love you for that.
Yes.
As long as that means it's still a thumbs up.
All right. Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'm giving
garbage.
Okay. Thumbs up. I'm not going to say it.
I'm with you on that one, buddy. I like it.
Only because he looks a lot better than what he did because of what the community bitched
about. I think the movie theater would have to pay me to go see that.
Anything to see Jim Carrey go back to the original acting is awesome.
Yeah, it just doesn't look good.
It did. It's like saying, oh, my nuts are on ice is better than my nuts being on fire. Something's still wrong.
Quiet Place 2.
Single thumbs up. I don't believe they would have made that movie. I've said this before. They would have made
it. I want to see it. Double thumbs be good. Up.
All right. And, so they had like a little sneak preview to it. You can't sit there and use the actual trailer. It came out on Wednesday. Minions, a sneak preview.
Meh. Don't care either way.
Meh. Yeah. Yep. That's.
I give it a thumbs up only because you never get to see a charging nun with knives throwing at someone and get smashed by a bus. Come on. That's pretty cool. Sure. That's pretty cool. All right. Last one, Mulan.
Thumbs down, Disney stopped making stuff live that was great animated.
I'm impartial, so yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, if what Disney really needs to do if they want to do a whole live action, give us a live action version of Treasure Planet.
Give us a live action Hunchback.
They did. It's called National Treasure. Anyways.
No, I want a live action Hunchback.
With Nick Cage playing the Hunchback.
No.
You're
in this, Peter Dinklage.
All right, guys. Well, I wanted to talk about
his greatest role of all time. Oh, Peter Dinklage plays the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
He is the Hunchback of the Hunchback.
2.5 stars because you just
he's the Quato of the Hunchback. It's a Hunchback with Peter Dinklage as his Hunchback. There's a little Peter Dinklage face in his Hunchback.
Disney could join twins. All right.
With Will Ferrell playing Quasimodo.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, but with Danny DeVito on his back. But Danny DeVito's got a Hunchback, and that's Peter Dinklage.
Oh, my gosh.
I just made comedy gold.
The Geisler is just so wrong, but so right. Yes. Hey, just for S&Gs, because I know we could squeeze this out in 2 minutes. There was something we got to get to make it that would show.
I can squeeze most things out in about 2 minutes.
And we're going there, huh? All right. We're going to try to put a little of a finishing touch on this. Okay. So we got to talk about it. Okay. Somebody's got to talk about it. That too.
We need to talk.
You talking to me?
Oh my God. Who told you?
Have you told anyone else about this?
What you talking about?
Look who's talking.
All right. So in 1918, there was a boat that disappeared. The SS Cotopaxi. I think that's how you say it.
It is.
Ship just disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle. Not a rare occurrence. We hear about stuff disappearing in the Bermuda Triangle all the time.
Amelia Earhart.
Really, man? Really? That's the total wrong side of the water, dude.
Jeffrey. She still disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, yeah. Just like Kansas City's in, Missouri. Kansas. All right. So it disappears in 1918. Not to be heard from again. Fast forward to freaking 2018, maybe, or 80 years later, it just magically reappears again. 90, something like that. I don't know. The beer is catching up to me. My skills are going out the door. It just starts coming out of nowhere, floating in the water, all gutted and rusted and everything. What the hell, guys? Who's got the theory? I've got the theory. Who's got the theory? Someone could tell me.
My theory is that it crashed just off the coast of Florida and has been there since then, and people just found it now because that's the only logical explanation. If you watch, but by the way, if you're into conspiracy theories, we're probably going to link this at some point. If Mest hasn't already linked it in our, by the way, you should join our fan group, Malice Cast Live, All Things Nerd Podcast on Facebook. Mest posts up all the different topics we're talking about. If you watch the video that's in that link, it's brilliant. The guy's got a crazy Indian accent. He says everything wrong, and it's just nonsense. It's just complete nonsense. The ship sank, and then they found it later, and they came up with ideas why they couldn't find it early. It's fun.
Yeah, it's like those random videos that pull up on YouTube that try to tell you the news, and it's like, oh, yeah. He's got
the It's like if somebody tried to do a video on, oh, why can't you find the card in this three-card Monty deck?
Jack says it was found in a swimming pool in North Dakota.
If it had been found in the mountains somewhere, then a conspiracy theory would be in order. But no, it was found off the coast of the place that it started sailing from. There's no conspiracy that makes sense.
They just lost track of it. That's all.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
But you would think after 90 years...
This is the song of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Wait, stop. 90 years, you don't think someone would see just a random-ass boat just floating or coasted? I mean, come on. I mean,
it was a little bit... Do you know how big the ocean is? Do you know how big the ocean is? Come on.
You're telling me it just washed up on the coast, though. That's what I'm saying. Okay. It's been sitting there the entire time?
Find a tiny little bead that I dropped in the carpet in your house somewhere.
I can't, but you just said it was on the coast the entire time.
No, I said it was off. It was on the route from where it sailed to,
uh-huh.
to where it's going.
Okay.
Just not quite.
It probably wasn't visible at one point. Now it is. That's what I'm thinking.
Have you ever walked off a what's that? What are those things called? When you're walking down the beach and all of a sudden it drops off, a drop off. Yeah, there's a lot of those in the oceans. there's deep parts that you can't just see right away.
So you guys got to man, I wish you guys were live and you were on there on the Twitch channel because there's a great. All right, so let's see here. You got ship was found swimming pool in North Dakota. Ah, hurricanes washed it up. It's been sitting there in plain sight, but people just realize now that the wreck is that it's a wreck.
They thought it was part of a Disney exhibit earlier.
Jack goes in and says, this is Florida we're talking about. So to our Florida fans who are out there, just understand, you can go on California all the time.
I thought it was a Pirates of the Caribbean exhibit.
They saw that the shipwreck was there for years and thought it was a different wreck. And then Malice comes back and says a guy tried to rob Wendy's in Florida using the gator.
Yeah, no, I mean, that ship could have been home to Florida, man.
I have a couple theories. First of all, I think the most realistic theory is the fact that within the Bermuda Triangle, there is some kind of a suction of water that's currently spurling around that eventually let go of it. Okay, that's one theory. My other one is more plausible, okay? And Avengers Endgame was actually a peace movie that the snap actually happened in 1918, and we just came back from the snap. There you go.
I'm more on board with the snap one than the metaphysical, this area is cursed thing.
Now, once again, going back to the first one, it doesn't have to be cursed. Like you said, the ocean's big. The ocean is big. Maybe there is kind of a current out there. Maybe there is a hole that's sucking water down. Who knows? Mm,
somebody would have found
stuck
it.
In some cross.
Yeah, by now.
Oh, really? Would have found that. Wait. So let's go back and use your theory. Let's find that bead that you fell on. It fell in your carpet, and he would have found it by now.
Something like that.
I don't feel like saying something
in the middle of an ocean.
Weird tone is actually arguing against the argument.
But I can tell you,
RG equals MC squared.
The alcohol is great though, so it's all good.
Yeah, I will never be part of anti-skepticism. Can't do it.
All right, guys. Well, hey, do me a favor. IC said, go to our Facebook site, like it, and put your theory in there. We've already got the video, and you can even watch that cool video and really relish in.
Absolutely. Please watch that video. Tell us what you think. It's an amazing video. Go to that site. That video is fantastic.
All right. And so we've come to the end of our show because I thought we'd do some science there at the end. Good times. Where can we find everybody? Let's start with the guy on my far left. That's going to be Tiny Tim. Mind Freak. How you doing, sir? Where can they find you?
You guys can follow me on Twitter at MindFreakMLG. You can also find me on Mixer at mixer.com/just. MindFreak, MindFreak.
Yes. Where can we follow you, Raider?
Raiders0314 on Twitter and also on PlayStation Network.
By the way, I have to commend you that you've switched from the Dallas Cowboys background to Kansas City, so you've kind of gone with a team.
Oh, no, I'm a Mahomes fan.
A Kermit the Frog fan? Is that what you said? And if you don't know what the,
it's the most athletic Kermit the Frog ever.
I'm telling you right now, the funniest crap in the world is if you look up any video where it's Mahomes as Kermit the Frog, they take his conversation, they put it.
I want to see that Frog now.
From it. Holy,
that's pretty funny.
That is what I'm doing immediately after we end.
Yes, you cannot deny the fact that you are dumb shocked by it. It's amazing. Yes, you will see.
Jack wants to know if I'm going to call up my Tinder profile when I give up my stuff.
I see. Where can we follow you, sir?
I mean, you can find me at IC Zorro on
swipe right.
Instagram, Twitter, PlayStation Network, and honestly, probably Tinder, I think. I don't even know if that's my name out there. But
are we going to do the Dolly Parton challenge or something? Or the Dolly Parton meme? Is that what it is?
Is there a Dolly Parton challenge? What's that?
Seen that? It's the one where they do the four
having
pictures.
Having big boobs and
back it's, pain. It's what you're like, your profile picture.
Oh, yeah,
Facebook,
yeah. No, I've seen
LinkedIn.
Yeah,
that's.
No, I don't have one. I could probably do one of those. Yeah.
Give me the same face.
At Icy Zero and all the things, whatever.
Yes. And you can follow me at Masonic Vader 71 on PlayStation Network. Masonic Vader on PlayStation Network. Masonic Vader 71 on Twitter. Wow, thanks, buddy. Never mind. Got it.
Not for you. That was for the chat.
But that's the show. We went over 15 minutes, and we had at least 2 hours of conversation pieces there. We appreciate you guys hanging out. Thank you so much. Make sure that if you are an Amazon Prime subscriber, take a second to go to Twitch, go to Malice-Corp, like us because it's absolutely free to you and it helps us out because apparently we need more lighting. and maybe some better.
We
internet
all need more lighting. Most of us need better microphones too.
Yeah, most, but not a couple of us. We're doing all right. Thank you very much. Ta-da!
I mean, Turtle Beach. But I'm working on Blue Yeti.
So. Oh yeah, I've got
Yeti and Astros, bro.
Yeah, I'm messing up the total sound of that. Thank you guys so much for showing up tonight. We appreciate you. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay nerdy. Be safe.